It's time for Radio Nibbles, and John Lindorf is here with Blair Norman, the president of Community Food Rescue. Good morning to you both.
Oh, good morning, Shannon, and welcome everybody around the big KGNU breakfast table. And we're here this morning to talk apples, and a wonderful local project, which it does a lot of great things all at once. Welcome to KGNU.
Thank you.
Tell us about Community Food Rescue, which does a lot of different things at the same time.
Right. Well, we're Community Fruit Rescue.
I'm sorry.
It is difficult to. We started the same time that Boulder Food Rescue did, so we're confused.
Similar spirit.
Right. Exactly. We get contacted by local homeowners who have trees and fruit trees in their yard that they can't handle all the fruit, and we are asked to schedule a harvest. We get volunteers to come, and it's a community event. Everybody gets to take some home, and what's left over goes to a food pantry. Right now, we're taking the majority of our apples to Community Food Share in Louisville, and they have 41 partner agencies that they then deliver the food to.
And those are the, you know,
food banks,
apples and pears primarily,
right? Apples and pears, right? Exactly. And then people get to take some home, and then what's not edible, in our opinion, goes to the Wild Animal Sanctuary and other local goats and pig farms.
And anything that doesn't fit into that can become compost.
Right.
But the other big thing about this is bears. You know, this time of year, bears are coming down from the foothills trying to fatten up, and they see a good source of food, and it usually ends badly for the bears.
Right, right. We don't want them to have any kind of interaction with the homeowner or anybody else in Boulder walking down a path or getting caught by a bear in a fruit tree, and so we would like to try to remove that attractant.
And folks, you know, there's apple trees all over Boulder County and in the region, in part because this was a huge orchard-intensive area. There was also a huge Seventh-day Adventist community in Boulder. So North Boulder, in that whole area, a lot of Seventh-day Adventist families, and they all were into, that's why you'll find a lot of fruit trees, rhubarb patches that are like, you know, 25 years old and that kind of thing. We have apples today. And we don't know what kind of apple this is, but we're going to have a quick taste test here.
And I'm going to describe that apple. Yeah, well, it's obviously very crispy. It's a green apple with a bit of kind of reddish pink.
A little bit of tartness, but it really is softer than I expected. And I'm
didn't sound very soft.
Well,
it didn't.
But it really has a great flavor, and we also have another apple to taste. That one looks a little more sour.
It's a little tartar. It's red, which would lead you to believe it was a little sweeter. But
I'm gonna get in on this too.
Yeah, you can't go by the color with a lot of these.
Oh yeah, tart's a word. Mm.
So yeah. So you get all these apples, but sometimes you need to do something with them.
Yeah.
Right.
Boy, that was surprising.
Which segues perfectly into what I have in my hand.
Yes.
Cider.
Amongst other things, it becomes cider. You brought in some cider that you...
We did. We pressed this last year and with our...
Oh, that's delicious.
Oh. Nothing added, just apples.
No sugar. Right.
No
this
sugar
is nice
at all.
And sweet and wonderful.
And you're doing a class this week, right?
I am. I've got a canning class at Nude Foods. There are a couple positions are still available for you to join, and just go to our website, www.fruitrescue.org, and you can sign up.
And that way you can, you know, figure out how to make pie filling. Applesauce, apple butter, which is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Basically applesauce that got forgotten on the stove and it gets all brown and caramelized and silky.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so not many peaches, huh?
Not many peaches. We do have...
because nobody wants to give you...
right, exactly. People like to keep their peaches for themselves. We've had a couple of peach harvests, but not as many.
And some plums.
And some plums, exactly. We did have someone reached out for us to harvest their grapes the other day, so we'll see how that goes.
Really?
But mostly apples and pears right now.
And this has only been going a couple of years, right?
2014 we started, and we formed a loose group of concerned citizens, and then it morphed into Community Fruit Rescue.
So we're winding this up. The other thing I wanted to mention that dovetails with this is the, what's the other the heirloom?
Boulder Apple Tree Project.
Right. If you have a tree in your backyard that looks like it's ancient, there's another group that ties in with this that identifies that could be rare or even what they thought were extinct varietals of apples that were grown here, and they can identify them and try to save them as cultivars.
Right.
So, what's the best thing you've eaten lately? Anything exciting?
A great apple.
Well, there you go. And the best thing I've eaten lately, there's a place on 28th Street called Curry and Kebab.
And I was going to check that out, yesterday, and I didn't. Okay.
And, it's hard to resist they do a great combo meal, but it's limited to, the greatest hits of Indian food. But they have some other things on the menu that are really cool. And there's this Baignan curry. Essentially, they take roasted eggplant and puree it with cream and use that as the sauce for curries, for chicken and other things. And good Lord, it was good. It's really good.
That restaurant lost by the tie-breaking vote of one of my kids who wanted pizza instead yesterday, but I was just about to go eat that. So, I'm glad to hear the recommendation.
Overrule them.
Well, thank you, John, and thank you, Blair Norman of Community Fruit Rescue, for coming on the program for Radio Nibbles.
Thank you.
Every week.
We're always looking for tree owners to
come harvest. And tree harvesting volunteers.
Yes, definitely.